Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. He's been helping people for 26 years now. It's great to be here with you again, Eric. Tell us what your clients have been saying, those that you've met with this past week. What's on their minds?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge when you're going to actual retirement, and I've got a client right now. She worked for a food service company for a long time. You know, was an outside rep, so she's going around seeing people doing things, and now it's going from that boom, 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 here, there to nothing, right? And now she has to recreate kind of what she's going to be doing on a daily basis and things like that. But I think probably one of the toughest things, a lot of clients that are at that retirement stage like she is really switching from that accumulation to distribution. People just freak out when they have to take money out. I mean, it's just kind of funny how it works out, but you know, you've been putting money in for 20, 30 years, right? So probably 40 years actually for a lot of people. You've just used to funding your accounts. And a lot of people just really have a really hard time just saying, I'm going to take money out. I'm going to be withdrawing. That's kind of funny. It's like, well, that's why you did it, right? I mean, you were working all these years to have that money in retirement. Now you're supposed to enjoy it. But it is kind of one of those things that you may not think about now until you actually start experiencing it. But when you make that shift to retirement, and even if you're not spending your principal, even if it's just taking your interest only or your, you know, earnings only, it's amazing how many people actually struggle with that, and they just think it's wrong somehow, or it's bad, or they're doing something that they shouldn't. And it's like, no, that's why you did that. That's why you saved that money.
Right. And you know, there are so many moving parts to retirement. That's why it would be helpful to have someone like you to come alongside and sort of ease that pain of having to withdraw money and the whole different strategy in retirement planning. And we're going to talk about that, you know, the fact that you really kind of need to know what you're getting into before you retire. You need to have some knowledge of retirement. And so, Eric, why do you think it's crucial that we do our homework first about what to expect come retirement?
Well, I mean, doing your homework after you retire probably wouldn't be so good, right? It's a little late, yeah. It's already been due, and you're going to get an F on that assignment, and that assignment's your rest of your life, so you don't want to get an F on that, right? So knowledge is really the big key for any time you're talking about, you know, anything with to do with money. And I see a lot of people who, you know, they get talked into stuff that's not good for them, or put money in places they shouldn't just because it sounded good at the time, or, you know, there's just lots of different issues of why people, you know, make their financial decisions, but they rarely sit down and study it all first and then act. I mean, we all like to buy stuff on emotion, and you know, as well as famous things when you go in the car dealership and you're just looking, and then you drive out with a car. You were trying to get that knowledge, but oops, yeah, you didn't do that. So there's a lot of stuff that people really, really need to know. I mean, obviously one is Social Security, not just there's this much at 62, this much at 70, and this much at my full retirement age, which is 66 or 67 or somewhere in between. Yeah, you need more than that. You know, why do you want to turn it on then? What's the pros and cons of all the different time frames? Obviously, investing, tax efficiencies, how do you get healthcare and retirement? I mean, there's lots of different things. Yeah, how much risk do you have in your portfolio if the next market crashes? Do you know how much your account will go down by? I mean, you should know this data, and it's easy to find that answer, but you know, you do have to spend some time and take some time out of your schedule to do it. And you know, that's one of the big critical things, is if you don't prioritize this, it's never going to happen very well.
Yes. So a lot of things go into retirement, and let's just go ahead and get started. Tell us where we should begin. We're going to sit down with you for a retirement plan. Where do we begin?
Well, the very first part, of course, is, you know, if you're talking about building that dream house, you know, you got to draw up some blueprints, right? You got to have some plans to see, okay, what's that house going to look like? You can't go start pouring the foundation and then figure out where you're going to put the plumbing. Once the concrete's poured, it's pretty messy then. So, you know, that's what we got to do, is we have to figure out, okay, what are we trying to do in retirement? I mean, one of the toughest things, I think, for people is, you know, if you're like a lot of people in the Silicon Valley, you're kind of go, 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 and you're doing all this stuff, and your work is kind of your identity. So if all of a sudden you're not working, what is it going to take over in your life? You know, what things are you going to replace that with? So, you know, so some of the basic stuff would be, what are you going to be looking like in retirement? You know, what types of activities, what types of things you're going to do? And then that will actually help you figure out, okay, how much income are you going to need? So that way I know how much I can spend. That way I know how much, you know, I'll have on hand on every single month to live on. And that way I know what kind of fun I can have, what kind of cool stuff you can do, all those things you've been wanting to do. What are my investments looking like now? So they need to change, because now we're going to be taking money out of stuff. You know, and that's really why we created the blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, that's what we do for people. We actually sit down, we go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. It's only about 10 or 15 pages. You get it all together, one nice, easy thing to read. It's all customized just for you. And what we do is we actually show you how, what course you're on, what kind of foundation you're building right now. And then we'll say, okay, you know, do you want to look like this? Here's some issues. Here's some structural defects. Here's some things we might need to fix. And that's up to you if you want to decide to take action or not. So, you know, again, there's no cost, no obligation. This is something we do totally complimentary. We have that first meeting with you. We just sit down, find out all these worries, what concerns you have. Then we move on to the second meeting where we show you the path you're on. And then it's up to you if you want to make decisions. That's when you finally decide to hire us from there. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, if you could be one of the first callers, all you have to do is pick the phone and call and leave a message. We'll get back to you on Monday. Again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley area. And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I want to mention that Eric holds many events throughout the year. You can find out any details on their website, wealthcreator.com. Go to that events page. You can select from several topics like retirement income planning, like we're talking about today, alternatives to the stock market. You don't want to lose your money. You need a little bit of growth. Tax planning with the new tax code, Social Security changes, a whole lot more. Eric holds workshops regularly. So if you'd like to attend, check them out on their website, wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. Eric, as we begin to craft this plan, this strategy for our retirement, what should we focus on first? You've kind of touched on it already.
Well, one of the first things is really withdrawing money, you know, how to figure that out, because that's the biggest thing that'll screw you up big time is taking out too much. And one of the stupid things that I just really hate is when people say, oh, I'm going to retire with 70% of my pre-tax income. That's all I'll need. And it's like, really, why? I've got 7 days to have fun. I've got all the time in the world now to plan cool trips and go more places, and nothing's holding me back. So, hey, let's go do that, right? This is kind of how most people think. And then what happens to the budget? Oh, ouch, right? And that's where you could be maybe at, you know, quite literally 150% maybe for a couple of years of what you used to make before you retired. So yeah, it could be a lot of spending. So there's two things about withdrawing. One is, I mean, what's that normal steady paycheck? Where are you going to get that from? You know, what's the tax ramifications of all that stuff? But also then, yeah, are you planning in that budget or that fund account or whatever you want to call it? You know, you planning all that fund money, because that can be very expensive, especially early on. I mean, if you're going to go buy a, you know, either a fifth wheel or trailer or RV or boat or, you know, any of those types of things, obviously it costs a lot, or just big trips and things like that. So, you know, withdrawing the money can be a big, huge issue. And of course, the number one fear for everybody is running out of money. Really having a plan is the big key. So when we created the blueprint to worry less wealth, we have you look at your income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Again, we go through this whole process, meet with you, go over where you're at and make some suggestions. And that's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So if that's something you'd like to do, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. One more time, 800-454-1184, or go to wealthcreator.com. I guess wealthcreator.com.
When we come back, Eric will look at more potential complications generated by withdrawals from IRA and 401k accounts. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
You're invited to a special event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Chris Barber, Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Securities. Learn how investing in REITs could fit into your retirement plan and become familiar with the current state of REIT offerings and how they may potentially enhance your portfolio. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal on Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Call to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call us now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. We look forward to seeing you Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Of course, today Eric is giving you some solid, independent financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and author, and he's here to provide you with advice to help you get to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Eric, when you've been talking with your retirees and even the soon-to-be retirees that you're seeing, can you tell us what some of the biggest mistakes are that they've made or that they are making, sort of their financial fails?
Yeah, probably the biggest financial fail I've seen this past week would be one that I've been seeing more and more of, and that's unfortunately where some commissioned either stockbroker or insurance agent got somebody into either a variable annuity or even a fixed index annuity, and they're using what we call non-qualified funds. So what that term means, and you'll see this on statements for annuities, and non-qualified just means it's not an IRA. And so what they're doing is they're putting income guarantees on these accounts, which, you know, okay, that sounds good, right? I have this income guarantee for the rest of my life, and, you know, I'll be able to take out so much money and so forth, right? So it sounds like a good thing on the surface, but multiple times I'm seeing this with people who have a ton of money in IRAs. And so again, going back to that last segment where we were talking about withdrawals, if you're talking about withdrawing money, what happens when you're 70 and a half? You know, you have to be taking money out of your IRA. You don't have a choice. So if you put money into an annuity and it grows for a while, say it's there for 5 or 10 years, it's got this income guarantee that you can take this money out, and say you're 70 and a half now, well, you have to take money out of your IRA. And so you have to take that money first. Well, if that money in your IRA is enough to satisfy what you need, and like this client I was talking about right now, they don't really need their IRAs. They've done a fantastic job of saving. They've got some rentals. They've got other stuff. They do not need to take out this extra money. They're going to be having to force to take out the money from their IRAs. So what happens is they will never, ever, ever, pretty much under any circumstance, unless they just blew all their money, pretty much, they would never, ever take money out of this other non-qualified tax-deferred annuity. And that's fine, because that's a great part is it's tax-deferred, right? If you're going to put money into an account, you know, that you're not going to ever touch, it's good to have it tax-deferred, right? But they're paying money. They're paying a 1% fee that grows every year based on the income value that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So after 10 years, that fee will probably be 2% and higher and higher for something they're never, ever going to use. And so they literally could be spending tens of thousands of dollars that's just being pocketed by the insurance company for a feature they're never going to use ever. So, you know, if your broker or insurance agent's telling you to, hey, put this money into this annuity, make sure they know how your withdrawal is going to be. Because if you're not going to intend to withdraw that, or very unlikely ever to withdraw it, don't pay for having something that, you know, allows you to withdraw more money. Because if you're not going to withdraw it in the first place, right, why pay for it?
Eric, are there other potential complications we need to be aware of at age 70 and a half?
Well, you know, the big thing at 70 and a half is, that's the magical date of, you know, you said, hey, don't tax me now, tax me later. That is the IRS's definition of later, is
right.
70 and a half.
Uh-huh.
So there is no more later after that. You got to take money out of your 401ks, IRAs, and it starts off at about 3.65%, gets higher and higher from there. Every year gets worse and worse. And so you're going to have to take this money out. Now, of course, at 70, there's no point to waiting to turn on Social Security any farther after that either. So now you're going to have IRA withdrawals, Social Security withdrawals. You're going to be probably in the highest tax bracket ever in retirement at age 70. And it sometimes gets even worse from there. So there's a lot of planning that you should do in your 60s. And if you do it planning well, it'll make the 70s tax hit not as bad. But, you know, a lot of people don't typically do this planning. So that's one of the hard parts, is figuring that all out. And then also, you should have everything ideally in an IRA by the time you're actually 69 and a half. Not 70 and a half, but 69 and a half. Because if you have money in a 401k and an IRA when you're 69 and a half on December 31st. That's how they calculate what you have to take out for the next year. You're going to have to take money separately from an IRA and separately from a 401k versus picking whatever account you want to if it's all IRA. So a lot of things to be looking at when you're 70 and a half. And, you know, really that's what we want to do is when we're sitting down and doing planning with people, we want to, you know, make sure they're taking out that money when they should, planning out that income, planning out that tax, the investments, how that should all allocate, you know, where are the healthcare and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we want to do is we want to create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So, you know, if that's something I like to do, all we do is sit down, we go over to where you're at today, give you some suggestions at the next meeting of things that you could make some corrections on and some ways to fix things. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not and hire us. So if you want to take some time and really learn about your retirement and take control of that retirement, all you have to do is call and leave us a message and we'll set up a time to get together with you. Again, the phone number here is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. One more time, that's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial for 26 years now. I want to mention that Eric is offering you this Worry Less Wealth visit, and it is complimentary. Also, he wrote a book. He is the author of Worry Less Wealth, and it's really everything we talk about on our show. If you'd like a copy of that, give him a call. Request that as well. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. So, Eric, you know, when we think about a number that we need to reach for our nest egg, and then, of course, we have the required minimum distribution that starts at 70 and a half. Well, we're living longer than any generation before us. So how much money should we strive to save to take us through all of these years in retirement? Because, I mean, we could all live 95, 100 and beyond.
Yeah, that's a tough question. And a lot of times people love to have an easy, simple answer, but nothing's that easy. If you got $1 million and you're maybe that's going to put off $40,000, $50,000 a year for you with your Social Security, is that enough to live on? Maybe if you don't live in this Bay Area, probably, you know, so if you move someplace else. But for most people, I mean, if you really wanted to have a number, I'd say like the 2.5 million to 5 million range is pretty safe for, you know, nowadays that, you know, you can get along pretty well, especially at 2.5 million at 5%, that'd be 125,000 a year plus Social Security. Yeah, you'd be doing pretty decent then. So the hard part though is that number still good when you're in your 90s? And that might be a little tougher, right? So there's a lot of us that are going to live so much longer. It's just crazy how long to think that some people will be retired, but a lot of people will end up actually being retired for longer than they worked, which is pretty much in past human history, never an option or even a possibility. You know, you really have to make sure you have a plan of how to get that income for the rest of your life. And you want to have some guaranteed money, some money that is going to be coming in at the door every day and throughout retirement, because that is one of the biggest fears is, you know, you hit age 90 and you got nothing. And then you're at what, out on the street or something like that. I mean, you obviously don't want something like that. So, you know, you want to have some sort of plan in place that makes sure that even if the worst case happens, you're going to still be fine. And then if the best case happens, you'll be more than fine. So that's really the type of planning you want to be doing.
We are talking today about things that you don't want to wait until you retire to learn. And so, Eric, when we're crafting this plan, I know that you address the possibility of a bear market to your clients. You've told us that. One day the market's up, the next day there's always a concern that something like 2008 is going to happen again. So tell us how you help your clients strategize with the volatility in the market and how it affects our retirement.
Well, volatility, I mean, obviously 2008 stuff is horrific and huge losses, and we don't want that to happen again. And we're 10 years almost into we're in the longest increase in stock market history right now. And that does make you think a little bit about, okay, if you're winning the championship every single year, at some point that team will lose and not win the championship, right? So we're kind of in that point at some point here that's gonna not happen. So we need to be planning for that. But volatility, people don't really understand how massively different. I mean, it's just hugely different in retirement. And why is that? Because if you think about if you're going up 50%, down 50%, doesn't matter, right? You're not taking money out, so who cares? Well, what happens when you retire is that year when it went down 50%, you took money out. Those shares do not come back. They never come back because you spent them, right? They're gone. They became a cruise or trip to Machu Picchu or maybe a safari, all sorts of fun stuff, right, they may have done. And now those dollars are gone, so they're not going to come back. And what we've seen in all the analysis we've done is the more ups and downs your portfolio has, the more likelihood that you're going to run out of money and quicker. So that's the issues you want to watch out for. So when we're talking anybody about planning, that's what we want to do is we want to sit down and create that income plan, create that tax plan, that investment, healthcare, and legacy. And that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. And we want to have you worry less about retirement, more about having fun and enjoying life. And so we do this planning, no cost, no obligation. We ask that you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And then all you do is pick up the phone and you give us a call. We set up a time to meet. You know, you leave a message, we'll call you back and we'll do that meeting. And then we'll have another follow-up meeting to say, okay, here's what you're building right now. And is this what you want to be going? And here's some issues, here's some corrections you might need to make. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So again, if you want to take advantage of this offer, no cost, no obligation, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric will continue looking at financial realities. You don't want to wait until retirement to learn. Stick around for some more important answers. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial for 26 years now. Today, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric's been discussing financial realities that you don't want to wait until retirement to learn. And Eric, I know it's important to talk about the financial realities of retirement, but also I think we need to talk about the social aspects as well. How do you prepare your clients for retirement that way?
Yeah, well, it's, some people, like, they know what they're going to do. They've got a huge plan. Some just want to be, you know, they're like, I'm out. I want to get out of this place. I want to get out of this job. Sometimes it's also the motivation that kind of is dictating a lot of the process. And so that may lead how we talk about what you're going to be doing in retirement. But for a lot of people, it's so funny because I've warned multiple people this over the years, and it always comes true that if we don't get everything done right before they retire, we're not going to be able to meet with them for almost a year. And they're like, what? You know, then no, you're, you know, they always laugh. They say, yeah, that's crazy. And I swear, 6 months, 9 months later, we'll be trying to get a hold of them. Like, oh no, we got this thing going. We got this thing, you know, and you know, you really actually fill up your calendar more. Now it's not the normal stuff you were doing before, right? It's not the show up at 8 and work till 6 or whatever type of thing. You know, this is lots of different things. Maybe it's some organization you've always wanted to help out with and volunteer for, or maybe it's just a hobby you have, or trips you're doing, or going to see the grandkids. I've just met with somebody who every 6 weeks goes down to LA to help out with the grandkids for a week or two. So that's almost like a somewhat of a job, right? 2 weeks out of every 2 months, basically. And so, you know, things happen, you'll fill up stuff, but it's more what I like to call wantment versus retirement. It's stuff you're wanting to do versus stuff you gotta do. And that's really the big change is at that point, you're picking and choosing what you want to do. Now, it is tougher because you're not going to have all your normal coworkers, and you'll go probably have lunch with them here and there, and you'll hear them complaining about stuff, and you'll be going, haha. And you might want to give them advice or help out or stuff like that. So it is a little tough because a lot of the people you used to see, you know, you won't see, but sometimes it's also maybe a good thing that you won't see some of those people because maybe you didn't want to see them. So it goes kind of both ways on that. So it is not a little bit, it's a huge change, and it is a big one. But if you think about it and you start planning it out a little bit, You know, I think for most people, it's a pretty positive change. It's pretty rare I've ever met with anybody. Well, actually, probably the funniest one is the guy who used to run our Rotary Club for downtown here. He was our executive director for, gosh, I think almost 20 years and so, or maybe more. And he retired. He was kind of like one of these kind of gruff guys. You know, he wasn't super smiley or anything. And you know, I saw him at one thing recently and he just couldn't stop smiling. And even his name tag said he's now smiling. And, you know, I mean, he wrote that on his name tag for this one event we had. And it was just because now he's totally relaxed. Before, he was always kind of more stressed, and that kind of made that look on him, you know, more. So it is funny how much people change when they do retire, because, yeah, you don't have the stress of everyday stuff. And now you're doing the stuff you want to do versus got to do. So it is a change, but I think most people will always enjoy it.
Right. So you have that awesomeness that takes place right after you retire. But as the years pass, we know things change. So what happens to that vision, Eric?
Well, I mean, the best term I always like is the go-go, slow-go, and no-go years. Mm-hmm. And so the first easily 5, 10, 15, who knows, maybe even 20 years could be the go-go years. These are where you're doing all those trips you wanted to do. You're maybe doing more active stuff, doing hikes and things like that. And, you know, maybe volunteering with chasing around kids at camps or teaching them things or stuff that's more active, right? So then at some point you're starting to get slow down a little bit. So maybe you can't do all those active things quite as much. So then you have the slow go years. So these are where maybe instead of volunteering at a, you know, like a summer camp or something, maybe now you're teaching a class that, you know, so you can sit there more or something. And maybe now you're going on organized trips for vacation versus ones where you're going off and doing stuff on your own. And then at some point you'll be in the no-go years where you're probably staying home more, not doing as much stuff. So yeah, you do have to kind of plan out your life kind of according to that plan. And one of the biggest mistakes that I see either from the people who retired or especially from their kids, their adult children, is that they wait too long to do all those fun things. And you got to do them when you're healthy. You got to do them when you're in those go-go years. So don't hold back. Try to take those fun things sooner than later, because, you know, you don't want to wait till you're all of a sudden now have some health issue and you can't go on those trips. Really what we do here is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We create that plan that says, okay, how do I retire and worry less about my portfolio, less about my money, and more about having fun, enjoying life, and doing the stuff I want to be doing? What do I do, Eric? And so people ask that a lot of times, and they say, so what is this blueprint? What does it mean exactly? Well, it's 10 or 11 page document that says, here's where you're at. Here's the course you're going on. Here's your income plan as it stands today, even though you may not know you had one, you do. Here's your investment plan. What's risk level? How much risk do you have when the market drops? You know, we can tell you that number. And then let's look at the tax ramifications. How do I lower my tax, not today, but over the rest of my lifetime? What's the healthcare issues, legacy issues? And that all becomes that blueprint to worry less wealth. And we want to, again, want you to worry less about retirement, more about having fun. That's why we can sit down and have that discussion, find out what you're worried about, then go over the planning process. And then it's up to you if you want to take some action and make some changes. Again, if you want to do this, no cost, no obligation. Just hopefully have you at least $250,000 saved for retirement, and give us a call. We'll call you back on Monday, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. One more time, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And just like we're talking on our show today, Eric will help you with all of the confusing high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with in retirement, and he'll explain it to you in a much easier-to-understand conversation. He wants to help you worry less about your retirement. Give him a call. Again, you have to make that first move, but this is a complimentary strategy session. So if you're having questions about your retirement, Eric is a great person to call. Again, he's done this for 27 years. His website is wealthcreator.com. Eric, also, as we age, of course, the cost of healthcare is going to go up in our lives. You have to be able to fund that. And then along with that could come some long-term care costs, right? And unfortunately, those might not be considered by a lot of people. What do you advise your clients to prepare in order to consider for these potential costs?
Yeah, long-term care is one of those tough ones, because long-term care, the fancy verbiage of that insurance is guaranteed renewable non-cancelable, which is insurance speak for saying they can't cancel you, they can't just raise your rates, but they can raise all the rates for people who bought policies around your time frame that you bought yours. And the sad part is, well, every company now has done that. They've all been raising their rates, and not all every year, but sometimes those rate increases can be 30, 40, 50. The highest I've seen was 118%, more than doubled. And this is after somebody's been paying on the policy for 10 or 15 years, right? So they're a lot older, don't have many options. And so long-term care can be insanely expensive. I mean, we are talking $8,000 to $12,000 a month for most places nowadays. And that is a lot of money. So yeah, you add that up for, say, 5 years, there goes $500,000 or more. And to me, the biggest scary thing is what happens to the healthy spouse after that money's been spent for that ill spouse, and then that spouse passes away. The other healthy spouse could live for 20, 30 years now with a lot less money, a lot less income, and one less Social Security check. And so, you know, long-term care, the insurance isn't so great, I think. And so there's some other alternatives that we use. You know, there's some certain products that where you can dump in money once and you get some great benefits for long-term care, and they can't change the premium. They can't play around with it. To me, that's much more of a better use, a better tool. So finding the right tool for the job is always critical. And I think that's what you need to do, is really look around a lot. Really, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want to make sure you worry less about your money, less about financial issues, and more about having fun and enjoying life. And we'll go over that income plan, figure that out. We'll go along with investments and the taxes, and all three of those things will dictate how the Social Security should be paid out. Look at healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we can create for you, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick the phone, call, leave us a message. We'll get back to you, set up a time to have a meeting on how can we worry less about things, what are your concerns today. Then have a strategy session, say, here's the path you're on, what can we do to fix it? And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
089971. Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgage, and she's here to talk about reverse mortgages. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, you know, reverse mortgages, great way to be able to retire and get rid of some of those payments or get some free money that doesn't cost you taxes and other stuff. And so let's go over, you know, the couple basic stuff, right? You know, you don't give up your equity in your house. That was
years ago. People still think you do, though.
Yeah. I went out with the big shoulder pads?
And oh, gosh. The big in the 80s.
And the zipper pants. 80s. Yeah. So if you remember all that stuff, well, that's probably why you got that stuck in your head. But,
right.
You know, it's over with. So
it's over with.
So, no. Nobody owns your house anymore, and the normal mortgage company has a lien against your house. But tell us about the reverse mortgage, how it compares.
Well, the reverse mortgage, you have to be 62, and it has to be your primary residence. You can't do it on a second home or anything.
Rentor.
You have to live in it. It allows seniors the ability to access the equity where they can't any other way. It's like a big savings account that you have, and you couldn't draw money out of it at the bank. That's basically what your home is, especially in today's market. You got all that money sitting there, and you can't use it because you can't get it if you're a senior, unless you have stated income. I mean, then the bank will help you. But it allows you to access that money to either pay off your mortgage. If you have a mortgage, it has to be paid off with a reverse. Then whatever's left, you can take out in a lump sum. You could take it out monthly. You could leave it in the line of credit. And the line of credit has a wonderful growth rate attached to it. Not interest, because none of it's taxable.
Yeah.
So this money sits there and it grows month after month if you're not using it. So down the line, you have a lot more money available to you. It's all based on the regular reverse mortgage. It's called a home equity conversion mortgage. It's a government loan. It's got a max claim amount of $679, $650, and you get a portion of that amount based on your age.
So that claim amount, claim sounds weird, but what you're meaning is the most value of your house they're going to count. Around here, good luck finding
nothing.
A house that's under that number.
Yes, that's all they go to is the value, $679. Right. So if, let's say you have a $2 million home, you're only going to be able to access a portion of the $679, $650, depending on how old you are. And the older you are, the more money is available. So in many cases, it'll pay off your mortgage. It gives you extra money. If you may have a home free and clear that you paid it off. You've been living in it so long. But all of a sudden, you're thinking, you know what? I'm getting up there. I want to travel. Or heaven forbid, I've got some health issues. My wife, my husband has health issues. We want to stay here. Have people come in, caregivers coming into the home rather than going out of the home to right. assisted living. So you can use this money for anything you choose to use it for. And it gives you the flexibility of taking it any way you want.
Yeah. So there's kind of some creative uses that you can do too, because, you know, like you have to do it on your primary residence. But maybe you've always dreamed of having that, you know, that like I've just working with some clients here that really, really want to have some sort of beach house. Now, of course, a lot of beach houses are pretty expensive, but if you went maybe more central coast, you could probably, you know, get one for, you know, a few hundred thousand, maybe down there, maybe not, but close. But, you know, if you're old enough to get enough out of your reverse mortgage, you could actually do that to buy that vacation house, right?
Absolutely. I have people that have done that. Yeah, we want the second property. So they've even had enough to where they can, if it's worth more, they put that down. They take the reverse mortgage, and they'll take that money, put it down and add a little bit to it. And then they've got their second home paid for and no, you know, no payments on the first home.
Right. So no payments on either. So now I get two homes.
That's right.
And now always one of the complaints is, oh, well, since you're not paying the mortgage interest, the balance is going to go up.
Yes.
Well, what are the odds of two houses going up in value versus one?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's going to be a lot higher. So now you've got, you know, you're at your real estate more diversified. You got a lot more use. Now talking about having fun times with the family. I mean, if you can bring all the kids or grandkids all to the beach house whenever they want, or have them use it some weekends and you use it some, you know, I mean, that's just a lot more fun, right?
It is. And there's so many uses for it, you know, and everybody has such a different idea of what they want to use it for. I've had people do it early, like at 62 to get long-term care insurance. They, you know, we want to have this in place for when we get older.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has such a different interest in what they want to use that money for. So it's really a wonderful product if you're going to stay in the same place. I don't believe in pressuring people. You know, they ask me for an analysis. I do it for them and I leave it with them. And I go, okay, I've done this specifically for you, your information. Now I'm going to leave it here and you're not going to hear from me again until you decide if you want to do this. If you want to do it, you call me. I'm happy to do it. But there's so many people that will, oh, aren't you going to do it? No, I don't believe in that.
You call some 800 number and they'll be calling you every...
I've had
5 minutes or every day or
I have people tell
you.
Me. Yeah. I call that number. They won't leave me alone. My phone is ringing. Today, it's rang 7 times asking, what am I going to do? I don't believe in that. You know, this is a decision that the homeowner makes. You've lived your life, you've worked hard, you've amassed whatever it is you have. You either want to get rid of that payment so you can have a better life, more money. If you have a $1,500 or $2,000 a month payment to make, mortgage payment, that money goes in your pocket. You don't have to worry right. about it. That's extra money. You could travel. You could do anything you want to do.
Yep. So go have some fun. So, yeah, somebody wants that analysis, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. That's 408-722-0010. I take minimal information. I just need name, address, value of the property, which I look up, and how much you owe and your birth dates, because the
it's age based.
It's based on how old you are, and the older you are, the more you get. But I need those birth dates to put it into the computer so it spits out what your benefit is. It's called the principal limit. That's the benefit to you as the borrower.
Yeah. So again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And then, you know, if you need any more information about the show or you want to get some more details, of course, you can go to wealthcreator.com. But also, you can give us a call too at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. So, you know, what are some other kind of, I mean, there's a lot of unique uses. I mean, I think probably one that I know we've had a few people, like sometimes we had some shared clients, but, you know, where they'll take the reverse mortgage out 2, 3, 4 years, maybe ahead of time when before they want to retire. But then that, what the neat thing about that does for them is now they don't have that payment.
That's
so
right.
Now they can ramp up maybe funding a Roth where they couldn't fund have enough money to fund a Roth and max their 401k or just put some more money away. So you don't even have to necessarily be retired. You can still be working, right, and get this reverse mortgage.
Absolutely. You just have to be 62, and it's your primary residence. That's all. I have people still working into their late 70s that have done this. Yeah, we just need to see the income. That would be part of it, you know, and that's all they need to know.
But you don't need income to qualify.
You do not need income to qualify. But about 2 years ago, it used to be you didn't have to do anything with this. Now there's a list of things we need. If you're working, we need to see your income, because they instituted a couple years ago, it's called financial assessment. And they have to make sure that there's money left after you make your payments to live on. And so
So payments would be
your mortgage, not your mortgage, everything besides the mortgage.
But you would have to include your property tax, your insurance.
Right, because you do have to pay property tax and insurance. But what the nice part is, let's say you were short a little bit, that you didn't have that much left over, but you've got a nice line of credit there. They'll dissipate the income. And they'll say, okay, well, you've got this money that you could use to make your monthly payments. So it's called financial assessment. It's not a problem. It just has a little bit more paperwork. We have to have a little bit more, like Social Security statements and those things, which we never needed before. Okay. But it is getting a little harder to do.
But there's no real qualification other than the fact that if you have no money left over after doing the reverse mortgage and you can't afford to keep up the house or pay the property tax or even pay the utility bill. Obviously, that's the situation where it would be like, no, you should probably just sell it.
Absolutely. That would be my advice.
Yeah. So if they want to get the analysis done, what's the phone number again?
408-722-0010. That's 408-722-0010.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
You're invited to a special event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Chris Barber, Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Securities. Learn how investing in REITs could fit into your retirement plan and become familiar with the current state of REIT offerings and how they may potentially enhance your portfolio. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal on Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Call to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call us now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. We look forward to seeing you Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call 800-880-8628. 28. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 26 years now, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Today, we've been discussing financial realities that you don't want to wait until retirement to learn. Eric, before we have to end our show today, why don't you tell us about any other financial alternatives that could provide guaranteed predictable income for retirement? We all know pensions are becoming a thing of the past. We know we're living a long time, longer than any generation before us. So tell us what we could do about that.
Well, one of the most critical things is having some foundational, some guaranteed money that can't be lost, and ideally stuff that can actually pay out an income for the rest of your life. So what you want to really look at is ideally not the variable annuities, not the ones that have all those fees and costs. Those are the ones that are pushed heavily by the banks and brokerage firms, and just usually I'd say about 90% of the time they're not in the best interest of the client. Really what we're talking about here would be more of the fixed index kind, the ones where your principal is guaranteed. And then you can add a feature where we could pay for money for the rest of your life. And, you know, that can be a great way to have some income, have some money that's coming out on a consistent basis. Say you got Social Security of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, whatever it is a month coming in. You know, if you can add another $1,000 or two, you might have almost all your fixed expenses in retirement taken care of day one. We really try to have our clients' money in three categories. So most people have every money in their market. You could do stuff with IRAs and other dollars. And that's where you want to have some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. So it's either banks, insurance companies, government stuff. That's stuff that's going to be protected no matter what. And that's going to save you on those bad years when those markets go down or we have another 08 or something like that. But obviously, lots of times they don't earn as much. That's why most people tend to use the insurance side of things because that's the one's paying the highest today. And then also you want some steady income money. So this is stuff that's typically not in the market directly where it's paying a really good dividend, ideally on a monthly basis, 5%, 6%, 7%. It's coming in every single month. And that way you've got some cash flow coming in. Then again, your market money can go up and down. It can ride the roller coaster and you're not as dependent on it on a day-to-day basis. And that's what we do with for people is we sit down and we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And we go through where should your monies be? You know, what's the best place to place those different accounts, the different tax ramifications, different types of money, all those fun, complicated things. And so we boil that down into about 10 or 11 pages. And we want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So what we do is we create that income plan, do that investment plan, tax plan, healthcare, legacy, and then now you know you're not going to run out of money. Or if you are, at least you'll know when it's going to be and what choices you can make and what steps you should be changing to make sure that doesn't happen. And when do you want to know something bad's going to happen? Usually before. Usually before it happens, not after. I mean, if I tell you, hell, hold it, you lost a bunch of money. No, that's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear how do we avoid from losing a ton of money, especially when those critical years in your late 50s and early 60s, right as you're transitioning into retirement. You know, that's what we're going to help you with. And there's no cost, no obligations, not timeshare presentation, no high pressure, nothing like that. All you do is you leave us a message. We'll give you a call Monday, set up a time, and we'll have that worry less wealth discussion. Then we'll come back and have a strategy session and we'll give you some options of things that you can change. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. You can hear us anytime online, on iTunes, or other podcast sources. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of this radio station or its sponsors, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.